The Sutra of the Story of the Lamp of King Golden Hand and His Aspiration offers an indication of the power of sacrifice. In the present time, "me first" is a popular cry. Whether it refers to a person, a gender, a country, or a species, if suffering and difficulty has to occur, then let it happen to others. This sutra tells of a profound altruistic intention being empowered by an act of self-sacrifice. Many religions have stories demonstrating the cost of putting the other first. These may seem bizarre or even perverse in our egoic, self-indulgent cultures. However, to take on suffering in order to free others and to give one's merit, pleasure, and freedom to others in order that they might thrive is the key to the practice of exchange. In this way, we go beyond empathic attunement to actually willingly exposing ourselves to the suffering that others are enduring. Taking it on ourselves, we find that we must ground ourselves in the presence of emptiness if we are going to live what our words say. The merit generated by the sacrifice in this story shines forth like light from a vast lamp, illuminating all the darkest, most desolate places where beings dwell. The sutra is often recited during funeral ceremonies as a way of generating great merit that can be offered for the welfare of the deceased. It is an encouragement to us to never forget or abandon the needy, the weak, the vulnerable. It is particularly important here if we're going to perform the intentional transference for someone who has just died. The Sutra of the Story of the Lamp of King Golden Hand and His Aspiration. Salutation to the Three Jewels. When Dipamkara, the Buddha of the earlier period, before the time of Buddha Shakyamuni, was teaching, King Golden Hand asked him, "Venerable One, what was the basis of the virtue that you created in former times, resulting in you now displaying the major and minor signs of a Buddha and radiating infinite light from your body?" Buddha Dipamkara replied, "Listen, great king, when I was an ordinary being, in front of all the Buddhas of the 10 directions, I developed altruistic bodhicitta. Then I dipped 1,000 cotton wicks in clarified butter and placed them on my body. Without hope or expectation, I lit them as an offering to all the Buddhas of the 10 directions and the 3 times. That is why I'm now known as Buddha Dipamkara, the one who made the butter lamp." The great king rejoiced at this. He wrapped his own right hand in cotton wool, dipped it in clarified butter, and lit it. He raised his left hand to the sky and said, "Buddhas of the 10 directions and Buddha Dipamkara, my teacher, please think of me." With a mind free of regret, he clearly visualized all the Buddhas of the 10 directions. He dedicated the merit of this offering, given without expectation, and made this prayer of aspiration. Firstly, light a butter lamp or candle. If you are reciting this to generate merit for one who is dying or has died, then say their name, and holding them in mind, recite the sutra with your hands raised, palms facing the sky. "May the pot of this lamp become as vast as the infinity of all the countless worlds. may the wick become as big as Mount Meru, the king of mountains. May the rays of its light reach from the top of this world down to the beings in the lowest Avicii hell. May the rays of its light reach beyond the iron mountains ringing our world system to reach the people who are living in the enveloping gloom of the darkness created by their own bad actions and who cannot even see the movements of their own hands. May this light spread illumination there. May this light remain for the duration of all the periods of all the Buddhas of the past, present and future. May this light shine before the eyes of all the numberless Buddhas in the countless worlds which pervade the 10 directions. May the light from this lamp illuminate the formless realms. With this illumination, as soon as the gods of these realms are aroused, may they gain the major and minor signs of enlightenment and be freed from the mental absorptions of the 4 levels of subtle sensory support. May entry to the various meditative states of the Tathagata be available to these fortunate ones. May the light from this lamp illuminate the realm of the gods with form. May these gods enter undisturbed contemplation and experience unwavering happiness and gain the stage of non-return. May the light from this lamp illuminate the environment of the gods of the realm of desire. May these gods be free of attachment to the riches of their realm. May they look at their own minds and enter each of the 4 meditative absorptions in turn. May they have the opportunity to experience that. May the light from this lamp illuminate the realm of the demigods. May they be freed from their pride, fury, and crudity and develop love, compassion, joyfulness, and equanimity. May they develop minds that are calm. May the light from this lamp illuminate the beings who inhabit the 4 continents. May they be freed from the 8 sufferings. May they gain transcendental diligence. May the light from this lamp illuminate all who live in the animal realm. May they stop eating each other and be freed from the suffering of fighting, killing, being enslaved, and being dull and stupid. May they gain the wisdom of hearing, thinking about, and meditating on the Dharma. May the light from this lamp illuminate the realm of the Lord of Death. May these cruel ones cease from killing, cutting, and beating. May they be taught the 6 transcendental qualities by the Tathagatas, and by this, may they develop attitudes of generosity towards all beings. May the light from this lamp illuminate the realms of the hungry ghosts. May they be freed from the misery of thirst and hunger. By the blessings of the great compassion of Bodhisattva Akashgarbha, may they have an inexhaustible supply of easily available food and drink. May they gain the power of transcendental generosity. May the light from this lamp illuminate the hell realms. Beings suffer there according to the ripening of their previous bad actions, experiencing intolerable heat and cold. By the blessings of the compassion of the Bodhisattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, may they be freed from the limitless sufferings of hell. May they realize the transcendent quality of patience. May the light of this lamp illuminate the realms beyond this world system where, in the darkness, benighted people cannot even see their own right hand held up in front of them. Due to the ripening of their previous bad actions, they crave food and drink, but scratch themselves with their iron claws as they reach out to the sky, and so are unsatisfied. They are exhausted and cut their own flesh and eat it. By the blessing of the compassion of Buddha Amitabha, may they be freed from the bewilderment of that great darkness and be reborn in the pure realm of great happiness. May the light of this lamp illuminate the realm of the Nagas. May they be freed from the snares of stupidity and envy, and then, with the generosity of spirit, may they be freed from the fear of predatory birds, heat, dry sand, and the rest of the eight great fears. May they take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, so that the life-sustaining water drop of calm abiding rests in their heart, and all Nagas gain everything they desire. May the light of this lamp illuminate the realm of the giant reptiles. May their sufferings be removed. May they gain the magical power to abide in oceans of happiness. May the light from this lamp illuminate the areas beyond the continent of Jambudvipa, inhabited by land gods, local gods, Nagas, Patili, the king of the land gods, the great queen of the land, and the gods and denizens of oceans, seas, ponds and wells, big rivers, small rivers, springs, seasonal ponds, and those who stay at the high glacial streams, black mountains, slate hills, water meadows, hill fields, big forests, solitary trees, temples, stupas, cities and villages. May all those who stay in these places be illuminated. May each of these beings have their own particular confusions removed. May they have unchanging faith in the three jewels. May they gain an altruistic intention towards enlightenment and establish the cause of liberation. This concludes the aspiration of King Goldenhand. By the sponsoring of these lamps and the offering of this transient display, may I and all the infinite sentient beings be reborn at the feet of Buddha Dipankara. May we gain perfect Buddhahood and become benefactors of all beings. Translated by C.R. Lama and James Lowe, 1985. This comes from the book Lotus Source by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes will be found within the book. Read by Wendy, July 2023.